KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's mostly clear and 12 degrees above zero. We look for it to be mostly sunny today, a high of 48. Winds southwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you this hour by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. In southwest Iowa news, a traffic stop Tuesday afternoon near Essex resulted in the arrest of a man from Shenandoah. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office Thursday night reported that at around 4:05 p.m. Tuesday, deputies of the Fremont County Sheriff's Office stopped a vehicle for speeding near the intersection of 120th Street and Highway 59. The driver, 29-year-old Walter Ragsdale of Shenandoah, was arrested for OWI first offense and interference with official acts causing bodily injury. Ragsdale was also cited for speeding, open container, no valid driver's license, and there were items stolen from an incident in Shenandoah recovered from his vehicle. Ragsdale also has pending charges in Shenandoah in connection with an incident that occurred prior to the traffic stop. His cash bond was set at $1,000. Montgomery County conducted its fourth post-election audit on Thursday, November 12th, under a new law designed to monitor and protect election processes. Auditor Stephanie Burke said the audit was successful. Iowa law allows the Secretary of State to choose at random one precinct in each of Iowa's 99 counties to be audited. County auditors must then supervise a hand count of the ballots from that precinct and compare the results to the voting machine count from election night. In Montgomery County, Burke said the Secretary of State chose Precinct 4, which votes at the Elliott Community Building. 259 ballots were cast on election night, and the results matched perfectly to the hand count done on Thursday. Burke said the hand count shows that our machines are accurately counting ballots, and all voters deserve to have the confidence that their vote has been counted properly. Four precinct election officials representing two major political parties conducted the count under the supervision of Auditor Burke. As required in the law, the auditor's office notified the county chairs of both the two major political parties. Questions about the post-election audit or any other election matters may be directed to the Montgomery County Auditor's Office at 712-623-5127. Iowa's coronavirus dashboard as of just before 7 a.m. today showed 19 more deaths have been attributed to COVID-19 since Thursday's report, for a total of 1,947. The number of deaths attributed to a pre-existing conditions statewide are at 1,250, while the deaths at long-term care facilities are 926, which is 11 more than yesterday. The IDPH also reports one more death in each of Pottawatomie and Shelby counties. Officials say there is also a stunning record-setting 5,067 new confirmed positive cases of the virus as of this morning, for a total of, since the pandemic began, of 175,425. Cass County has 14 new positive cases of COVID for a total of 621. Double-digit positive case increases were reported in Adair, Madison, Mills, Shelby, and Union counties, and 110 new cases in Pottawatomie County. Also, long-term care facility outbreaks are up 102 today from 100 yesterday. Those facilities reported 3,031 positive cases and 1,397 recovered. Iowa set another record for persons hospitalized with COVID-19 at 1,227 compared to 1,208 on Thursday. Those patients in an ICU amount to 240, and that's 25 more than yesterday. And there were 213 people admitted to a hospital since 10 a.m. Thursday. There are six more patients on a ventilator. And in western and southwest Iowa, 60 COVID patients are in a hospital. That's two fewer than yesterday. 18 are in an ICU, 11 were admitted, and eight people remain on a ventilator. The health department reports nearly 1,080,000 Iowans, 179-243, have been tested for COVID. The state received 10,099 lab test results in the previous day, with 2,912 positive results from those and 7,175 negative test results, for negative results to date of 902,047. The IDPH says 106,492 Iowans have recovered from the virus. State's individual positivity rate is up from 15.9% to 16.3% this morning, and the 14-day rolling average is up from 22.1 to 22.5%. The Iowa State Board of Health has voted to recommend that Governor Kim Reynolds issue a statewide mask mandate. The vote was 7-2 among board members, all of whom were appointed by Reynolds. Reynolds has repeatedly said mask mandates are unenforceable, although she did issue an order Tuesday requiring masks in hair salons, barbershops, and in certain group settings. Board member Jay Hansen, a Democrat from Mason City, said with COVID cases spiking, a statewide requirement might persuade people who have resisted wearing a mask.
If there is effectiveness or efficacy, then I think we should shame people that don't wear masks. And that's the trouble here. I think a requirement at the state level would reframe that discussion and simply say this is the thing to do.
Board member Patty Brown, a Republican from Waterloo, voted against the recommendation.
I'm not opposed to wearing a mask. I wear a mask everywhere. I would prefer that everybody else wear a mask, but I also believe that there's a certain element of free choice involved in this.
On Wednesday, the Centers for Disease Control issued a memo saying face coverings do protect a person wearing one, as well as others around them. And nearly 10% of schools in the state have shifted from in-person to online classes. Iowa Department of Education Director Ann Lebo says her agency approved 19 different waiver requests since Tuesday from public and private schools seeking to move partially or entirely online. The agency is hosting a webinar today for school administrators to discuss their options. In the funeral announcements, Carl Waugh, age 93, of Winterset, died Monday at the Guthrie County Hospital. A graveside service tribute for Carl Waugh will be today at 10:30 at the Morrisburg Cemetery in rural Stewart. Family request masks be worn and social distancing practiced. Johnson Family Funeral Home of Stewart is assisting the family. Ruth Fowle, age 94, who is formerly of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Ruth Fowle will be today at 1 o'clock at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Doris Stenstrom Richards, age 93, of Exira, died Monday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Graveside services for Doris Stenstrom Richards will be today at 2 o'clock in the Orange Township Cemetery in rural Coon Rapids. Kessler Funeral Home of Exira has arrangements. Donna Peterson, age 95, of Fontenelle, died Monday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Graveside services for Donna Peterson will be today at 2:30 in the Fontenelle Cemetery, with Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle in charge of arrangements. Genevieve Meyer, age 96, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Genevieve Meyer will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Joyce Hinkle, age 70, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Cass County Hospital. A memorial service for Joyce Hinkle will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic, with Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic in charge of arrangements. Robert Bob Lilly, age 91, of Greenfield, died November 6th in Des Moines. Graveside services for Bob Lilly will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Greenfield Cemetery. You can bring a lawn chair if you wish. And the Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield is in charge of arrangements. They will have a requirement of masks be worn and social distancing practiced during that service. Lowell Jensen, age 78, of Messina, died Sunday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Massive Christian burial for Lowell Jensen will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home of Messina has arrangements. Jimmy Morgan, age 77, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Celebration of life services for Jimmy Morgan will be Saturday at 1:30 at the Evangelical Free Church of Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home has the arrangements. The service will be live streamed on Roland's website as well. Wayne Toby Held, age 87, of Greenfield, died Monday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Public graveside services for Toby Held will be on Saturday at 2 o'clock in the Fontenelle Cemetery, with full military graveside rites by the Fontenelle American Legion Carlson Post 247. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Also, with his services, the family, church, and funeral home request you wear a mask and practice social distancing. Sherwin Sunderman, age 89, a lifelong Cass County resident, died Tuesday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Sherwin Sunderman will be on Saturday at 2:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Wayne Johnson, age 87, of Anita, died Tuesday at the Exira Care Center. A private family graveside service for Wayne Johnson will be held at the Evergreen Cemetery in Anita, with military honors by Anita American Legion Post 210. Roland Funeral Service has the arrangements. John Bass, age 92, of Fontenelle, died Wednesday at his home. Graveside services for John Bass will be next Wednesday at 1 o'clock in the Scranton Cemetery in Scranton. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Mildred Lesh, age 90, of Shelby, died Tuesday in Harlan. A celebration of life service for Mildred Louise Lesh will be at a later date. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home is handling the arrangements. And Judy Elwood, age 79, of Atlantic and formerly of Omaha, died Thursday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Services for Judy Elwood are pending with Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.